If All the Viruses Disappeared. By Dr. Eric Plasker. A day and a half. That's how long we'd have before everyone in the world would die if all the viruses suddenly disappeared, according to Tony Goldberg, an epidemiologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. While the media may paint a different picture, the scientific community recognizes that the essential things viruses do far outweigh the bad. Most people hear the word virus and think killer. The fact is, some viruses keep the planet, and all of us on the planet, alive. They are a vital part of the body's microbiome or gut, which is a major player in our overall health. Additionally, it is thanks to snippets of viral genomes introduced into our DNA millions of years ago that we have working reproductive and nervous systems today. The fact is, however, that what we currently know about viruses isn't a lot. For a start, researchers do not even know how many viruses exist. While there have been thousands of viruses classified, no one knows how many more might be out there. Perhaps millions? We've discovered only a small fraction because people haven't looked much, says Marilyn Rusink, a virus ecologist at Penn State University. And once that total number is determined, scientists aren't sure what percentage would be problematic for humans. According to Curtis Suttle, an environmental virologist at the University of British Columbia, it would be statistically close to zero. Unquestionably, viruses are some of the most promising therapeutic agents for treating some illnesses. With the advent of antibiotic resistance, viruses are now being used to target bacterial infections. Lives are already being saved by viruses when antibiotics have failed. Specifically, cancer cells are being infected with oncolytic viruses that kill cancer cells. Viruses are being seen by the scientific community as next-generation therapeutics. Additionally, there is evidence childhood infections reduce the risk of some chronic illnesses. In fact, the measles virus is being used to put adult cancer patients into remission. The benefits of natural infection from these viruses are bypassed when vaccination occurs. In a study, Dr. Peter Abbey and his team found that children who survived natural measles had a much higher survival rate from all other infectious causes than other children. While this conversation barely scratches the surface of the virus conversation, all aspects point back to our body's innate intelligence. What we perceive as bad isn't necessarily as such. But we can always trust in our body's ability to do what it was designed to do, keep us healthy and fully functioning. Support that innate intelligence. Do your research before taking a pill, potion, or injection that claims it will keep you healthy. Don't let fear take over your ability to make good, long-term lifestyle decisions for yourself and your loved ones. Find a 100-year lifestyle chiropractor near you today.